Erev Tov Chevra. Okay, so we are on the Mishnah on the bottom of Tedvav Amud Bet. I actually did today's daf in half an hour in an Uber on the way to the city to take care of an emergency. That's it. So that's why I said, if I told you what happened to me today, you wouldn't believe it. So I'm not even going to tell you. If I wrote it, it'd be a bestseller. Huh?
Yeah, Mishmar.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, Bekitzer, but I made it back, Baruch Hashem. I almost didn't make it back, but Baruch Hashem, we're back. Matnitin, it's all in the Zechut of Torah Kedosha. Everything else is shtuyot. Best part of my day was that half an hour in the taxi on the way to take care of that. That's it. Because the driver didn't talk to me. Sometimes they talk. Baruch Hashem. Everything turned out good, Baruch Hashem. As Shakespeare said, all is well that ends well. Anyway, Bekitzer, so says, Shalom Binyamin. Says the Mishnah, Shivua, Sheni Ashen, Sheni Medaber, Sheni Mehalech, Asur. If a person makes a Shivua that he's not sleeping, I'm not talking, I'm not going, Asur, because you can make a Shivua, Afiru al Davar, Shen Bo Mamash. Please listen carefully to the verbiage of this next part of the Mishnah. Korban, Lo Ochal Lecha. If a person says, Korban, I won't eat for you, that doesn't work. You know why? Because it can mean one of two things. Either it means I'm swearing in the name of Korban that I won't eat for you, that's garnished. The only thing you can swear in the name of, Binyamin, is what? Hello? What's the only thing you can swear in the name of? Hashem! Only B'Shem Hashem. So either it means a Shvua, B'Shem HaKorban, which is garnished, or it means Korban, Lo Ochal Lecha, but then it's still garnished. Why? Because you said it bilshon shvua, so it's still no good. Well, hold on. Ha korban sheochal lecha. If a person says this korban that I should eat for you, or la korban lo ochal lecha mutar, all these situations are garnished. All them are mutar, and they all don't take effect. The Ran explains each one of these cases. First part of the Mishnah that talked about shvuot pashut. You can make a shvua not to eat, not to sleep, not to talk. Pseden. Says the Ran on the bottom, Matnitin, Im Kol HaKoach, Arba Yisrael, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Im Kol HaKoach. And he says, Zeo Nigmar, TGIF.
Well, if sleep, we said before that he can't, no?
Shvua. Said that not indefinitely. No, he's not talking about indefinitely. He said, well, he didn't say, Shalom Yishen Yashen for X amount of time. And Yodama? Yeah, as long as not 3 days. Anything down there?
But, Korban Lo Ocha is not equal to Konam Lo Ocha?
Yeah, so? So, that's the shaila. It's bilshon shvua, which is a problem. Let's see the Ran. Matnitin. Rabbi, I want to see excitement and chayut. You know what chayut is?
Life.
Lifeblood. Yeah? Like you mean it. Says the Ran, korban lo ochal, ha korban sheochal lecha. Korban lo ochal lecha. Ha korban sheochal lecha. La korban lo ochal lecha. All these three cases, mutar. Says the Ran, Mishum Dechi Amar Korban Lo Ochal Lecha. First case, he said, Korban Lo Ochal Lecha. What is that? He says, I Amrin Ande Bechaye Korban Mishtaba Shareh. If you're swearing in the life of the Korban, that's garnished. Shareh, the Korban Lav Bar Ishtabo'ehu. You can't swear on a Korban. V'i Amrin Ande Korban Yehema Shelo Ochal Lecha Mishelcha. What does it mean? Korban Lo Ochal Lecha. Which means what? What I don't eat from you is a Korban. Shkoyech. What I don't eat from you is a korban. What does that mean? Nothing. He says, "Kamar namishare dela shave isur korban ela ma shelo yochal." Yeah, and guess what? That's what he said, right? What I don't eat from you is a korban. Okay,
it's garnished, right?
Which is a garnished. You're saying what you're not eating is a korban, and what you do eat is not a korban. So you're good regardless. So this lashon of korban lo ochal lecha is a big fat garnished. He says, "Ha korban sheochal lecha, na mishari." What's this next case? Ha korban sheochal lecha. Why is it mutar? Says the Ran, "Deche korban kaamar." Either he's talking about swearing by the life of the korban. The avid inish the mishtabave velamid kaamar. Sometimes people swear by a korban. Sometimes people swear by their mothers. If a person swears by his mother to do X, Y, and Z, what's that? Nothing, because the only thing you can swear by is
Hashem.
Shem Hashem. Says v'nirah be'einai dehe korban garsenan. The word is with ha uchdekativna, like the girsa that I brought down. Utchavata bishvua hashvua, as we're going to see in the next mishnah. Detana demutar bekorban katane de bishvua asur velekana mimar deha korban garsenan, that it's one word just conjugated. דהתנה בפרקי נאי דה הקורבן אסור לרבי מאיר, ואיך היא תנן החדש הרי? דה מתניתין כרבי מאיר הוא כמנלה בגמרה. אלא ודאי כדה מרן, says the run, what I'm saying is correct, that the word is ha-korban.
As opposed to what the Mishnah says?
No, as opposed to another girsav, ha-korban, together. He-ha-idi'ah. ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
ha-korban meaning.
טוב, now he says, ויתר. Next case in the Mishnah, la korban lo ochal lecha is also nothing. Nami shari, says the Ran, it's also mutar, de kevan de belamed petucha ka'amar, la korban mashma. The Ran has, the girsa of the Ran is le korban or la korban, patach. According to the Ran, the girsa of the Mishnah is la korban lo ochal lecha, it means la korban. Ve'le kana memar de michlal lav mashma, ha'ma sheyochal ye korban, da matnitin kerbim yerokim na lav, rabim yer halet le michlal lav, atashomayayin, rabotai, stay with me, listen carefully. When the person says la korban lo ochal lecha, what does that mean? Look me. La korban lo ochal lecha. Not a korban is not.
Not
to be
eaten.
La is no, right?
Yeah.
Not korban.
What I don't eat from you is not a korban. That means nothing. What are you going to tell me? Oh, one second. But if you controvert it. What I don't eat from you is not a korban. So what does that mean? That what I do eat from you is a korban. What's flawed with that logic? The Mishnah's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of. Michlalav ata shomeahin. And therefore, it's stama garnished. So that's why the last three cases in the Mishnah is garnished.
Say it again. Because then if you...
Shloime, say it again. He wants to hear it again. La korban, la ochal lecha.
So not korban, which is kulin.
Yeah.
Whatever I don't eat
from you is not a korban.
Not a korban.
Which is mutar.
What is the mashma'ut of those words?
Nothing.
But what's the only possible mashma'ut you can get from there? But you can infer that what you do eat is a korban. But that still doesn't work. Why?
Because Rabbi Meir says.
Rabbi Meir doesn't have michlalav ata shomeahin. Boom. Yeah, says the Gemara. Okay. Yeah. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara on the top.
Have to fall, no?
How so?
Whatever I'm going to eat from you is korban.
When did he say that?
No,
but it's Lishon Shavua. He's swearing to eat from you. He's swearing by the life of the korban. Ha korban means Shavua b'chaya korban.
Whatever I'm going to eat from you is going to be korban.
That's not what he said. He said ha korban, swearing by the life of the korban that I will eat from you. That's not a good Shavua. That's how the Ran understood. Says the Gemara on the top, Rabotai. Mane matnitin. Who is the author of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir hi, Deir Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be Rabbi Meir. Why? Deir Rabbi Yehuda. La shanile korban, ve la shanile ha korban. Yeah. Rabbi Meir doesn't, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make, I'm sorry, slicha. Rabbi Yehuda makes a difference, he doesn't make a difference between korban and ha korban. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they never work. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the only thing that works? Ke korban, he needs kaf. Who's the only one who doesn't differentiate between them? Rabbi Meir. Yeah. That's why he says, by korban lo ochal lecha, or korban sheani ochel lecha, that works. But la korban lo ochal lecha, then he makes a difference. Okay, so that must be Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, really? Ema sefa, really? Is the Mishnah Rabbi Meir? Look at the sefa of the Mishnah. La korban lo ochal lecha, mutar. Ve'atinan, isn't there another Mishnah? La korban lo ochal lecha Rabbi Meir Oser. Yeah, and what does it say? Ve'amar Rabbi Abba, how is Rabbi Meir Oser such a thing? Ve'amar Rabbi Abba, na'asa ke'omer, la korban yehe lefikach la ochal lecha. It should be like a korban, therefore I won't eat. Answers the Gemara, la kashya. Hada'amar, the Ran's girsa is with a sheva. Hada'amar le korban, hada'amar la korban. Delave korban ka'amar, which means... When does Rabbi Meir say, Rabotai, listen carefully, lo ochal lecha works? Le korban lo ochal lecha. That means what? Le korban yehe. It should be for a korban and therefore, I won't eat. But if a person says, la korban la ochal lecha, that means not a korban, it should is what I don't eat from you. Then what? That's the garnished and that's our Mishnah. And therefore, be'emet, the Tanav, our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. This daf is a little bit annoying. because of the placement of the runs. We have runs that are completely out of order, both in Amud Aleph and Amud Bet today. So I'm going to ask you to bear with me. Yeah? It says the run on the bottom. You see where it says Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud?
Right, I understand. The beginning, when it says that it must be remarried out of the Amud.
The Ran's going to explain. Okay, okay. Says the Ran, Mane matnitin Rabbi Meirhi, De la shani le korban, ve la shani le... Well, actually, it should say... One second. De la shani le korban, ve la shani le ke korban. There's no difference. De la ba'ai kaf adimion, according to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't require the kaf. De ir Rabbi Yehuda, mai iria korban lo ochal lecha de share. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why does it have to say korban lo ochal lecha share? Afilu korban she ochal lecha nami share. Not only is korban... Lo ochal lecha mutar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even korban she ochal lecha is also mutar because there's no kaf. And our Mishnah says korban she ochal lecha is asur. Says the Gemara, says the Ran, hada amar le korban, hada amar la korban. That's the girsa of the Ran. Klomar, The Mishnah says korban. Korban what?
Lo ochal lecha.
Okay, what does that mean? Korban she ochal lecha, wa uda lecha be there? Asur. Nachon? The inference from the fact that the Mishnah only said korban lo ochal lecha is mutar, what can you infer? Korban she ochal lecha is asur. That Rabbi Yehuda would not agree with because it doesn't say kaf. The only one who would say that is Rabbi Meir. Verstehst? And he says... Bottom run, hadama le korban, hadama la korban. Klomar belamet shvait, mashma le korban yehe, asur. Aval la korban belamet petucha, mashma la korban. To. Yeah.
Next Gemara says la le korban again.
Yeah, that's the run changes the girsa. Okay. Yeah, let's see. Masechet Nedarim is the king of girsaot changes because there's manas between all the rishonim. Next Mishnah Rabotai. This Mishnah spoke about Nedarim. Now we're going to talk about Shavuot. Listen carefully. Shavuah lo ochal lecha. A person makes a Shavuah that I won't eat for you. Ha Shavuah she'ochal lecha. This is Shavuah that I'm going to eat for you. La Shavuah lo ochal lecha. No Shavuah that I won't eat from you. Asur. In all of these three cases, it's asur. Huh? What just happened? Nachon? What were the three cases again, Rabotai? Shvuah lo ochal lecha. Shvuah that I won't eat from you. Seems simple enough that what? Okay. Next case. Hashvuah she'ochal lecha. This shvuah that I should, yes, eat from you. Or la shvuah lo ochal lecha. In each of the cases, asur, he's not allowed to eat from the person. What in the world is going on? Says the Ran. Let's go to the Ran in the Mishnah. Shvuah lo ochal lecha. Hashvuah she'ochal lecha. La shvuah la ochal lecha asur. Mishum de shvuah lo ochal lecha mashma bishvuah lo ochal lecha. The word shvuah, if a person says shvuah lo ochal lecha, is the same thing as saying bishvuah is that I take an oath. Not just oath. Saying the word shvuah means like taking an oath. That's the first thing. Second case breaks it up. Veha shvuah she ochal lecha hachi mashma. What does it mean? Delech lefarushe lishna dechai shvuah kamar. He's not swearing by the life of shvuah. People can sometimes swear by the life of a korban, but nobody ever swears by the life of a shvuah. Do you ever swear by the life of an oath? No one does that. Okay. V'la shvuah lo ochal name afilu belamed ptucha asur. Even with the lamed ptucha, which means la shvuah, it's still asur. Why? Daf al gav de lamed ptucha la mashma. Even though lamet ptucha doesn't mean anything, matnitin Rabbi Meir he delet lemichla lavat hashomehain afilu achi b'shvuah asur. Even Rabbi Meir, the guy said, not a shvuah. What I don't eat from you is still asur. Rabbi Meir, the Tanav the Mishnah we just said the Gemara is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds no michla lavat hashomehain. So how does that work? Explains the Ran. V'nirah be'ainai dehainu tama mishum deham maskinan besof perek shvuat ha'edut dechilet lel Rabbi Meir michla lavat hashomehain hanimile b'mamona. When does Rabbi Meir not hold of Michla Lavat HaShomehain? Only by monetary. Iname, Beisura, דאית בממונה, איסור that has money involved, אבל באיסורה גרדה איתלה, by only איסור he does hold of מכלל אבת השומעים. ונדרים איסורה דאית בממונה נינו, נדרים has ממון in them, משום דלה משכחת בלך הפצה, נדרים always have to do with an object, and an object has monetary value. דה אינן חלילן דבר שאין בו ממש, אבל שבועות אינן אלא איסורה גרדה שאוכל בגופו שבועה, is something that's only conceptual because it goes on the person's body. There's no monetary value there. וכיוון דאיסורה גרדה נינו, since it's only an איסור אפילו רבי מאיר מודה, דאמרינן בהו, מכלל לאו, אתה שומע הן. טוב.
You're still making a shvua on the object.
No. No.
Why is it different from the
one that is in that? No. What's the difference? He's not saying on the specific object. It says, I won't eat from it. I won't. Echav? Now, says...
What's the second is why are we saying it's asur?
The Gemara is going to talk about it now. Says the Gemara, so let the first and the last case are pashut, yeah? Rabotai. Shvua lo ochal lecha, asur, okay? La shvua lo ochal lecha, also asur, why? Because Rabbi Meir would agree to michla lavata shomehen. What's the enigma here? Ha shvua sheochal lecha. Ha shvua sheochal lecha, and what does that mean? Asur, I can't eat from you. What just happened? Says the Gemara, Michlal, Deha Shevu'a She'ochal Lecha, Dela Achila Mashma. It sounds from our Mishnah that when the person says the words, Ha Shevu'a She'ochal Lecha, what does it mean? That I won't eat from you. Okay, how does that work? Says the Gemara, Urmin Hu Shevu'ot She'tayim She'en Arba. The first Mishnah in Masechet Shevu'ot says, there are two kinds of Shevu'ot which can be divided up into four. שאוכל ושלא אוכל, שאכלתי ושלא אכלתי. One in, two in future tense, two in past tense. מדכאמר שאוכל ושלא אוכל, שאכלתי ושלא אכלתי, מכלל דשאוכל לך דאכילה משמע. It sounds like from that משנה in שבועות, that what? When a person says שאוכל לך, it sounds like what does that mean? That the word שאוכל לך mean what? I will eat. Why? Because there's another clause in the Mishnah that says what? Shelo ochal lecha. So what's the question here? What's the stira? Our Mishnah seems to say that the words she'ochal lecha connote what?
Future. Not to eat.
Not eating. And the Mishnah in Shavuot seems to say kipshuto that she'ochal lecha means to eat. Says the Gemara, listen, this is legendary. Amar Abaye, she'ochal shete leshonot mashma. The word she'ochal can mean two different things in two different contexts. Okay, this Gemara talks about ta'aruf.
Mixtures?
No, not ta'aruvot, ta'aruf. You know ta'aruf? Oh, it's like a Persian game. I don't know how to, it's like...
There's no English translation. We've been trying for years to figure out.
Yeah. It means like when somebody's like pushing you to do something in a... They don't really want you to do it, just polite.
Come on.
Like somebody's inviting you politely, but they don't really want you to come. Yeah. Yeah. So now it's that's the midav Efron Achiti next week's parasha. Efron. Efron was the one who made it up. He invented it. No. Yeah. Bekitzur, Efron invented ta'aruf. He was the father. So now, depending on the context of the ta'aruf, says the Gemara, this is great neck. This is great neck DNA rubbed off. Anyway, Bekitzur, so the Gemara says, depending on the... What are we trying to find out now, Shlomo? State of the Union. Stira.
She'ochalecha means I will eat or I will not eat.
Our Mishnah seems...
I will not eat.
Shvuot sounds like...
Shvuot says, sounds like I will eat.
Answers Abaye.
You can understand it both ways, depending on the context.
Let's see. Says the Gemara, Pa'am Amar Abaye. She'ochal lecha, she'ochal shtei leshonot mashma. Hayu meservin bo le'echol. Ve'amar, achilna, if they were pushing him to eat, they say, eat. And he says, I'm going to eat. Ve'tu, and then what else did he say? Shevu'a she'ochal, de'achilna mashma. Then he said, after he says, I'm going to eat, and then he jumps and makes a shvua that he's going to eat. In that context, what's his shvua she'ochal? That he's going to eat. He wants to get them off his back. Amen. Aval amar, la'achilna, v'tu amar shvua she'ochal, de la'achilna ka'amar. If they were pushing him to eat, and he says, I'm not eating, I'm not eating. And then he gets up and makes a shvu'ah. She'ochal. That she'ochal means what?
Not.
That he's not eating. So,
I can't say I will not eat. Do I have to say I will eat?
That's, because the word itself can mean different things in different contexts. Yeah?
Now. In this case of Meservin.
Yeah.
Makes a
shvua
not to it. It's only for this, no?
Nachon.
So it should be a neder if it's only on this.
No, but it depends on the lashon. Neder and shvua have to do with the lashon.
It's for this. It's for the object. It's this food I will not eat.
But tomorrow he says she'ochal. No, not food. He's not going on the food. She'ochal. It's going on him. She'ochal, lo ochal, on him.
Shvua.
Huh?
Never.
I mean shvua. This. What you're asking me to do right now, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. That's not food. That's you eating.
Not eat this.
He didn't say this. Now he says, so one answer from Abaye is that ochal in different contexts can mean different things. Rav Ashi Amar, that's not true. She'ochal di shvua she'e'ochal ka'amar. Says the Gemara, when it says in our, Rav Ashi says, when our Mishnah says, he shvua or ha shvua she'ochal lach, really it was a slip of the tongue. What did he say? Ha shvua she'e'ochal lach. That I will not eat, which means, let's say he stuttered. If you she'e ochal lach, what does that mean? What does she'e ochal lach mean?
I will not.
Shvua that I will. So what's Rav Asher really doing to the Mishnah? Amending the word. It wasn't ha shvua she'ochal lecha, because that only means one thing. That means to eat. If you want to make an asur to eat, you got to amend his words. He said ha shvua she'e ochal lach. He stuttered, and by doing it, he made it asur. Says the Gemara, "Im ken pshita ma'ile memra." If he said shvua she'e ochal lecha, it's pashut that he can't eat. What's the chidush of the Mishnah? Ma'o detema mekam lishnai deitkale. Maybe it was only a slip of the tongue, and he didn't mean it, and therefore the neder should not be the shvua should not be chal. He should still be able to eat. Kamash malan that when he says ha shvua she'e ochal lech, we say that's not a stutter. What's that? That's a shvua. Okay, now the Gemara is going to say, now two very, very novel answers to understand the Mishnah, or the Stira and the Mishnayot. Now we're going to have to understand why did Abaye and Rav Ashi not agree with one another. Says the Gemara, takshiv. Abaye, la amar ta'am ke Rav Ashi, dela katane she'e ochal. Abaye says, I don't hold of you, Rav Ashi. The Mishnah doesn't say she'e ochal. The Mishnah says, ha shvua, she'e ochal, period. That's why I don't hold of you. Rav Ashi nadem min ta'am de Abaye. Rav Ashi also veers away from the svara of Abaye. Why? Kasavar shelo ochal nami mashma shetel shonot. Just like you, Abaye, you say that ochal can mean two things based on concept. Lo ochal can also mean two things. Hold on. And therefore, one second, we're going to see. Hayu misarvin bo le'echol. ואמר, לאכילנה, לאכילנה, ואמרנה משבועה, בין שאוכל, בין שלא אוכל, הדין אכילנה משמע. Which means, he says, הדין אכילנה משמע, דאמר, which means, one way to understand it is, when, let's say they're pushing him to eat, and he says, am I not eating? Am I not eating בתמיה? Which means, well, get off my back. As if he says, Shivua she'ochal or shivua she'lo ochal. One way to understand those words is, am I not eating? Am I not eating? Do you think that I'm not eating because I made a shivua, which means it's in question form, not in statement, not in shivua form? That's one way to understand that statement. V'ikal terutzin name, another way to understand that statement of she'lo ochal, lishna shivua she'lo ochal, Shvua de la achil nakamar. When he says the language shvua shel ochal, instead of it being a rhetorical, perhaps you can understand it as a statement, as a shvua not to eat. Therefore, what the Mishnah el atana paska she ochal de achil namashma v'shelo ochal lo ochal mashma. Just like you, Abaye, Rav Ashi is talking to Abaye. Listen carefully. You said ochal in the Mishnah has two meanings, depending on the place. Lo ochal also has two meanings. Just like in our Mishnah, ochal can only have one meaning, which means what? To eat. There can only be one meaning. And that's what, so too, lo ochal means one thing. That's what led me to believe that when it says ochal, it can't be ochal because that means to eat. And if it's asur, says Rav Asher, the only way I can understand that it's asur is by reading how? Hashivua she e ochal. Yeah? Adkan. Now the Ran is going to explain what's going on here. Rabotai, you need to hold on tight. Let's see the Ran on this is an Amud Bet. Sorry, it's a little annoying. Yeah? Let's see the Ran on the top of Amud Bet. Michlal de she'ochal de'achin la'mashma. It sounds from the Mishnah in Shavuot that she'ochal is that we're going to eat. Yeah? Da'anakat la'vehin. It says yes and no in that Mishnah. Hayu meservin bo le'echol ve'amar achilna achilna ve'tu amar shivu'a she'ochal de'achin la'mashma. There, in that context, it means I'm going to eat. Lefum hay lishna mashma de'kihechi de'tzarich ochacha. Lomar, de she'ochal de la'achil namashma, hanami tzarich ochacha de she'ochal achil namashma. It sounds like from the sugya that just like we need to prove that ochal can mean not to eat, we also need a proof to prove that ochal can mean to eat. Hey, say choret? Huh? Choret? Choret. Chored? Chur? Pustechar? No. Postechar? No. Something else? No, he says.
Postechar, donkey skin.
Donkey skin. Donkey skin. Why would somebody have donkey skin? Thick?
It's a thick.
Oh, like a doorknob. Yeah, and he says like this.
Stubborn.
Yeah. Now he says, weiter. לפום היי לשנה משמע דקי יחיד דצריך הוכחה לומר את זה שאוכל דלה אכין למשמע הכנה מצריך הוכחה דשאוכל אכין למשמע ובראש פרק שבועות שתיים בתרה והוקימתה דאבייה גופה למשמע אחי, it doesn't sound like that, נגמרן שבועות אלא דסתמה בלא שום הוכחה שאוכל דאכין למשמע וכבר כתבתי שם שזו מן הסוגיות המתחלפות one סוגיה says one way, the other סוגיה says another way וכתבתי שם גם כן דסוגיה דהתם עדיף עטפה the סוגיה in שבועות is clear מעקם לשני הוא what was the חידוש of רבשה? I might think that if he says שבועה שבועה שאה אוכל is just a stutter כלומר שהאריך באלף ונראה כאומר שאה אוכל שאה אוכל ותסק הדעתין האחי I might think לפי שאין דרך בן האדם לומר שאה אוכל אלא שלא אוכל why would you think it's a stutter? People don't usually say שאה אוכל in Hebrew how do you say? לא אוכל כמה שמלן we don't say that now what does he say? רב אשה disagrees with אביי וואי ואמר שבועה שלא אוכל דאכין למשמע לאו למם נשא מושבע שיוכל אלא לומר שאינו מושבע שלא יוכל דאחי אמר לי וכי נשבעתי שלא אוכל עמך ולא כבר אמרתי לך דאכין לה ישראל מגנעית ולעניין הלכה כבר כתבתי בפרק שבועות שתיים בתרה שהרמב״ם זל פסק כאביי וכסוגיה דהתם והערכתי שם בטעמו של דבר בסיעת הדשמיה אבל הרמב״ן זל פסק כרב השעה unlike the Rambam. De la olam she'ochal de'achin la'mashma, ve'shelo ochal, shelo ochal mashma. Which means according to Rav Asher, each one means one thing. Ochal means only eat, shelo lochal, shelo le'echol is not to eat. One second. One second. Yeah, fine. Weiter. Says the Gemara Weiter. Says the next Mishnah Rabotai. You with me?
Sorry.
It's a little... Yeah, the Nedarim is all about semantics. You just gotta... Chap el Lashon. So, next Mishnah.
The scenario of all these things is... The person comes to Beit Din and says, this is what I said. Is it a neder or not? Or... what type of... Is that what it is?
You heard or he says. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. Now, we ask Shaila. I said this. Is it binding? Is it not? So... Mm-hmm. Says the Mishnah, what time are we serving? Is the food here?
Sushi's here. I don't think we have to
go. No, they should be. They should be.
It's like an extra part of sushi then. That's something
usually party time. Anyways, he says like this. Says the next Mishnah, Rabotai. Listen, you know me. I can only hold them back so long. You know, it's like
I think it's smart to do it after everything. Because they're not even done yet.
Huh?
It's smart to do it after... It's smart to do it after everything.
Maybe. I don't know. There was a board game when I was a kid. I don't know if it's still around. Hungry, Hungry Hippos. You know that board? There's like ping pongs in the middle and you have to hit the thing and it jumps. It's... Hungry, hungry hippos. Anyway, tov. I used to love that game when I was a kid. Tov. Weiter. Chake, tenno. Says the Mishnah. Ze chomer bishvuot mi ben darim. Yeah. Everything we've spoken about until now, which is what? That shvuot take effect on davar she'en bo mamash, and nedarim don't. That is the severity of shvuot over nedarim. Vechomer bin darim mi bishvuot. But guess what? Nedarim also has a severity over Shvuot. How? Ketzad Amar konam sukkah shani ose, lulav shani notel, tefillin shani maniach, bindarim asur, bishvuot mutar, she'en nishba'in la'avor ala mitzvot. If you make a neder that against making a sukkah, neder against making a lulav, the Gemara is going to say exactly the verbiage of the neder. But making a neder against doing a mitzvah, what's the halacha? It works. But making a shvuah not to do a mitzvah, that doesn't work because you cannot make a shvuah to transgress the mitzvah.
One can make a neder against an aseh?
Yes! We're going to see exactly how that works. Chakeata. Now,
so shvuah doesn't work.
Shvuah doesn't work against a mitzvah. Okay. Let's see the... Well, again, it depends on the language of the neder. The Gemara is going to explain now. If a person says tefillin or asur to me, nachon. But if a person says tefillin or asur to me, you can't feed him something that's asur to him. As opposed to making a shvuah that I will not put on tefillin, that certainly doesn't work. Let's see the Gemara.
Why isn't it comparable to making a neder against an asur?
Meaning?
An aseh.
No. We're talking about neder against an aseh.
No.
Doesn't work.
Right. I'm saying, why is it? Like, we say that's a stringency over a neder. But also, my neder, we have, you cannot make a neder until it's already a suit. It's not comparable.
No. Let's see the Gemara.
Make a neder saying this is a
pork. Says the Gemara. Yeah. Chomer michlal de neder hu ve'amutar katani. Yeah, says the Gemara. If a person said, Rabotai, when the Mishnah says Chomer, what does Chomer mean? Astringency. It sounds like there's astringency, but it's still, the stringency is that Shivu'ah lo ochal lecha works. Korban lo ochal lecha, what did the Mishnah say before? Doesn't work. Why does it sound like it's astringency, like it's more severe, but it still works by Nidarim? That's not true. By Nidarim, it's completely mutar. So why are you referring to this law as a stringency of Shivu'ah over Nidarim? Say, by Shivu'ah lo ochal lecha works. Neder lo ochal lecha or korban lo ochal lecha doesn't work at all. Why are we setting up just to be like a chumrah? Answers the Gemara, you're right. He says, veha mutar katani. Answers the Gemara, asefa deidach bava katani. It's going back on the sefa of the previous Mishnah that says what? Shivu'ah she'eni yashin, she'eni medaber, she'eni mehalech, asur. It is a chomer bishvot mi bindarim. Why? Because like we said before, what's the halacha if a person, Rabotai, say with me, Ravina said in 2 dapim ago, if a person says, neder, that I, or konam, that I won't sleep, or konam, that I won't eat, or whatever it is, over there, even though midoraita it's not chal, midrabanan it's chal, which means that even by nedarim there's an isur. So what's the chomer? The chomer is that by nedarim the isur is only midrabanan. And if you said the same word with a shvuah shelo ochal, that becomes an isur Torah. That's why we refer to it as chomer. Not that one's asur and one's mutar. They're both asur. One's asur midrabanan, one's asur midoraita. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that was very enthusiastic. And he says, go team. He says like this. Yeah, you guys would be the worst spectators if you guys were fans. Terrible, terrible. Your team would lose every time. Yeah, come on.
Sof Shavua.
Huh?
The end of the week.
Sof Shavua, kimat Shabbat Kodesh.
Huh? You started by saying that it's implying that it's a neder.
Implying that it works. The word chomer implies that it works a little bit by nedarim, but more by shvuot. That's an incorrect description. It doesn't work at all by nedarim, and completely by shvuot. Huh?
Why doesn't it work again by nedarim?
Korban shelo ochal lecha is mutar.
Why again?
Because you're being nishba b'chaya korban. It doesn't work. To which the Gemara says, really, midrabanan, it does work. Because it's domeh l'shvuot, and by shvuot, it's midoraita. So one's the Rabbanan, one's the Oraita, and that's why it's a Chomer. Go team! Yeah, weiter. They said. They had like spectator sports in Uzbekistan.
What?
Soccer?
Boxing.
Yeah.
No.
Boxing.
So when we're saying Homer Mikhail, the Nederhu?
Yeah.
Why is it talking about Shua? It's talking about Nederhu.
No, it's going back to the first thing. Had in the Mishnah start, Ze chomer b'shvuot mibindarim. This, what we've spoken about the previous Mishnayot, that's a chomer of shvuot mibindarim. Says the Gemara, it's not a chomer of shvuot mibindarim. By shvuot it works, by nidarim it doesn't. That's not a chomer, that's isur v'heter. To which Gemara says, no, it is a chomer. Because it does work midrabanan by nidarim, and by shvuot it's midoraita. Let's see the run. Piska, Ze chomer b'ndarim b'shvuot. Gemara. מכלל דנדר הוא דמתקטן דשבועה חמורה מנדר משמע דבנדר נמי איקה איסורה אלא דלחמיר כשבועה. It sounds like there isn't איסור, it's just not as severe as שבועה. והמותר קטנה, it's מותר דתנן לא אוכל לך. What does it say? קונה or קורבן לא אוכל לך. What does the Mishnah say? מותר. Yeah, it says the Gemara על ספה דאידך קטנלה. It's going on the safe of the Mishnah. שבועה שאיני ישן, שאיני מדבר, שאיני מהלך, אסור. ובהי, in this piece, שייך לממר חומר בשבועות מבינדרים. Why? דנדרה מיה ומדרה בנן. If a person says, קורבן שאיני מהלך, not קורבן, קורבן אוכל לך. That for sure doesn't work. Or קורבן לא אוכל לך, sorry. If a person says, קורבן שאני מהלך, באמת, ובהה שייך למימר חומר בשבועות מדרים. Why? דנדרה מיהה ומדרה בנן. It still is a נדר מדרה בנן, like we spoke about earlier in the Gemara. וכרבינה דאוקימנה לעיל בבל יחל מדרה בנן, אלא דשבועה חמורה מנדר דאסור מדאורייתא. טוב, like we said. ונקית להשעס, להי פירוקה, ליבא דרבינה. Why is the Gemara saying this answer according to Rabina? Mishum dekushta de milta kavatei. The truth of the matter is like him. De bal yachil de matnitin de rabanan kamar. Vahay de la daikena nami. Gabi achomer bindarim bishvuot michlal de shvua miyaita. Why don't we say that? Mishum de ina chenami, it's true. De ita velakeba, mishum shvuat shav. Ela shena chala levatel ta mitzvah. It's not chal to be mevatel ta mitzvah. Tov, which brings us to the next sugya. Chomer bindarim b'shvuot ketzad. Rabotai, what did the Mishnah say was the stringency on nidarim over shvuot?
The lulav and the tefillin.
That what? You can make a nidir not to do a mitzvah, but not a shvuah. Right. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana matne amar Rav Gidal amar Rav. V'Rav Tivyome matne amar Rav Gidal amar Shmuel. What are they learning? Minayin she'en nishba'in la'avor ala mitzvot. How do we know that you cannot make a shavuah to transgress the mitzvot? Talmud lomar lo yachel devaro. You cannot transgress, or you cannot desecrate your words. Devaro lo yachel, aval mechel hu lechefze shamayim. Which means what? The Torah says you can't desecrate your own words. But if it's words of Shamayim, if there's mitzvot, and you made words against it, then what? Then you desecrate your words. Which means what?
Your
words, the Shvuah doesn't work against the mitzvah. That's, which means your Shvuah can work for you not to desecrate your own word, but a Shvuah can't work to desecrate Hashem's word. So, that is the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, hey, wait a second. Mai shna neder, dichtiv. Ish kidor neder ladonai lo yachel devaro. Yeah, what's the difference? What's the difference? Why is neder any different? The answer is, why does it say ish kidor neder ladonai lo yachel devaro? Yeah, which means what? That over there you make a neder to Hashem, and still it says la Hashem lo yachel. That, look at the words. Ish kid, listen carefully, Rabotai. Look, I'm making the pasuk. Ish kidor neder ladonai lo yachel devaro. Even when your neder is about something of Hashem's, don't desecrate your word. So how are we understanding the pasuk by neder? That even when it comes to Hashem, you have to keep your neder. You can't desecrate your word. Oh, that's the Gemara's next question. Says Gemara, Shavua Nami. Let's apply the same thing to Shavua. Haketiv, O Yishava Shavua, La Hashem, Lo Yechil Devaro. It's in the same pasuk. What's the whole pasuk? Ish kidor neder ladunai, o hishava shevua, the la Hashem lo yachen, seemingly can be going not only on neder, but on shevua as well. Amar abaye, had amar hanaat suka alai, had amar shevua shelo ehene min asuka. You know what the difference is? Why does one work and one doesn't? One is when a person is making the... You cannot ever say anything about the mitzvah. You know what you can do? You can make the chefetz asur to you. So what is he saying? When I make the hana'ah of the sukkah, the benefit, the pleasure of the sukkah asur to me, that works. If I swear not to benefit from the sukkah, that doesn't work because you're already mushba. That's one answer. Amarava, v'chi mitzvot le'anot nitanu, or mitzvot given for hana'ah, what kind of thing is that? Which means he agrees in theory, but that we're not talking about the hana'ah of the mitzvot. Says the Gemara, Ela amarava, hada amar yeshivat sukkah alai, v'hada amar shivu'ah shelo yeshev basukkah. Not that he's making asur the hana'ah of the sukkah, he's making asur what? The actual sitting in the sukkah for him is like a korban, that makes it asur. One is he's saying he's making a shvuah not to sit in a sukkah, that doesn't work.
Sitting by Nedarim works?
Yeah.
Is it the Rashi
Torah? Oh, so the Ran's going to discuss that. We're going to say it means the sukkah itself. We're going to see. Let's see Rash. Let's see the Ran. I still have Rashi on my tongue. Says the Ran, aval mechelu lechevtze shamayim. Im yesh bishvuato bitul chevtze shamayim. If your shvua includes desecrating mitzvah purposes, mechel shvuato, you do desecrate your shvua. L'adonai lo yachel devaro, afilu yesh benidro bitul mitzvot, Hashem lo yachel. What does the Torah say about nedarim? Even if your neder will make you transgress a mitzvah, still what? Don't desecrate your neder. Shivua na me'aketiv o ishava. De la Hashem kai na me'aishava shivua. La Hashem is not only going back on nedarim, it's also going on shivuot. It's in the same pasuk. What does Abaye answer? Hada amar hana'at suka alai. Hada amar shivua shelo ehene me'asuka. Klomar. Svarahu. What's the svara here? De la Hashem la kai ashivua. La Hashem is not going on shivua el akidor neder. That shivua is only going on neder. La Hashem is only going on neder. Why? משום דנדר בדינו שיחול על דבר מצווה לפי שהוא אוסר על עצמו הנעת סוכה שלשון נדר כחו ואין מאכין את האדם דבר אסור לו. It makes more sense that this drashav להשם is going on neder, because by neder he's ushering the hana'ah of the mitzvah to himself, and once he ushered the hana'ah on himself, you can't feed somebody something that's אסור to him. אבל לשון שבועה היינו שלא אשב בסוכה ולא כל ימינו להפקיע עצמו מצוות סוכה שמצווה בה. You can't remove yourself from the mitzvah of sukkah that you are already commanded in. Amar Rava, Rava disagrees with Abaye. How? V'chi mitzvot lehanot nitanu. Rava lava ta'ameda Abaye makshe. He's not arguing on his concept. Devadai shapir kamar. Abaye is saying good. Ela alishne. He's going only on the words of Abaye. Di amar hana'at sukkah alai yoshev b'yeshiva shel mitzvah. The mitzvot lav lehanot nitanu. Rabotai, listen carefully. Rava says, if I say konam hana'at yeshivat sukkah alai, says Rava, you can still sit in the sukkah. You know why? Mitzvot weren't given for your enjoyment. Sit in the sukkah. So that can't be what you said. In order for the neder to be chal, you can't be talking about the enjoyment, because mitzvot weren't given for enjoyment. So what do we do with you? We throw you in, and whether you enjoy it or not, the mitzvah was not given for enjoyment. So what must you have said by neder in order to make this neder binding by advar mitzvah? Says the Ran, Ela amar Rava, Hada amar yeshivat sukkah alai, hada amar shelo yeshev basukkah. Says the Ran, like Shloime asked, v'im tomar v'chi amar yeshivat sukkah alai, mai have, what does it help? Hadavar shen bo mamashu. What's yeshiva? Sitting. Is that something tangible?
No.
Sitting? What is sitting?
For the purpose of sitting,
it's a concept. Sitting is a concept. So if a person says, konam yeshivat sukkah alai, shkoyech, it's still conceptual. How does that neder work? So now you jumped from the frying pan of hana'ah to the fire of the fact that it's davar shen bo mamash. So what's pshat? Says the Ran, yesh lomar, decha b'maaskinan de'amar konam sukkah lishivata alai. The sukkah itself is asur regarding me sitting in it. Which means he didn't make sitting in isur. What did he make the isur? And the sukkah is what?
Tangible.
It's an object. V'rava lachash letarutze ela leshon hana'ah de'amar abaye. He only meant to negate the language of hana'ah that Abaye said. Aval ina chename de beomer sukkah lishivata askin, and that's what we're talking about. Aval batosvot amru, Tosvot disagrees. שאפילו אמר קונם ישיבת סוכה עליי מהנה. The Tosfot say that even if he says קונם ישיבת הסוכה, that also works, unlike the run. דלא מקרה דבר שאין בו ממש, אלא שאינו מזכיר שם החפץ שאוסר עליו. כגון שאני ישן, שאני מדבר, אבל כשמזכיר החפץ הנאסר, דבר שיש בו ממש. Tosfot says a big חידוש. When do we consider דבר שאין בו ממש? When you don't mention החפץ at all. Sleeping, eating, walking, things like that. But over here, if he says, konam yeshivat sukkah, he didn't say konam on sitting. He said konam sitting in the sukkah. Says the Tosfot, that's considered davar sheyesh bo mamash. Huge chiddush. You with me? Yeah, rabotai. Yeah. Shlomo, explain what the Ran just said b'shem Tosfos. What's the machloket that we have right now? The Ran started with a question. He gave two answers so far. His and Tosfot's. What was the question? Rava says, what's the language? Konam yeshivat sukkah alai. That works, says the Ran.
The question is, by the darim, we say the darim does not work by the Russian Bumash.
Right. And what's yeshiva?
It's the Russian Bumash.
Okay, so Ran answer number one.
That he said the sitting of the sukkah
The sukkah is asur to me regarding
sitting. So he did mention davar sheyesh bo mamash in the neder.
Good. Tosfot's answer.
Tosfot answered that
really you can you leave it as konam yeshivat sukkah. But what?
Because he mentioned an object, he mentioned sukkah, so it is davar sheyesh bo mamash. If he would say only yeshiva, konam yeshiva alai, so that's davar sheyesh bo mamash.
Yafe. Next part of the run. ולפי זה, מי דאמין עם פרק אף על פי, what the Gemara says in כתובות, ופרק בתרא דמחילתין also in the last פרק בנדרים, גבי מקדיש מעשה ידי אשתו דמקמינן, thank you, באומר יקדשו ידי לעושיהן, לאו דווקא באומר, אלא נעשה כאומר, it's like he said, כאמר, כיוון שהזכיר את הידיים, ואם תאמר another question, ואפילו אמר, ישיבת סוכה עליי, למה אסור בישיבה של מצווה? והכיוון דמצוות לב ליהנות מאיתנו, הרי אינו נהנה מן הסוכה כלל. Tosfot asks another question. I don't understand. Even if he says konam sukkah yeshivata or konam yeshivat sukkah alai, why can't he sit there for the mitzvah? The mitzvot are not meant for benefit. So why can't you just sit there since you're not benefiting? Answer Tosfot, tirtzu batosfot mikol makom, kevan she'asar yeshivata alav, since you asered sitting in it, af al pi she'en lo b'hana'a chal, even though there's no hana'a in it because of the mitzvah, it still takes effect. Ulfi ze, amar, קונם זריקת צרור לים עליו אסור אף על פי שאין לו בזריקתו הנאה אסור לזורקו. If a person made, let's say a person said קונם of throwing a stone to the sea, according to Tosfot that's דבר שיש לו ממש, you get zero benefit from throwing a stone into the sea. Nevertheless, even though there's no benefit in your neder from what you're doing, nevertheless says Tosfot that the neder is חל. מי הוא דווקא במפרש ישיבת סוכה או זריקת צרור אבל באומר קונם סוכה עליי קונם צרור זה עליי, יושב בישיבה של מצווה וזורק אותו צרור שנעשר בו לים אם רצה. ומסתם לא עשר על עצמו אלא הנאה בלבד. Let's say a person just says vaguely, קונם סוכה עליי. What's the הלכה? He's allowed to sit in there for the mitzvah. Why? Because when he says סוכה, it's talking about in general. But he's not talking about the ישיבה של מצווה. If he says קונם ישיבת סוכה, that includes all ישיבות. But if he just says קונם סוכה, that's a reference to in general. You can't enjoy yourself in the sukkah. But yeshiva shel mitzvah on the first night of Sukkot, that he does. He can do. Deham makdish beimto asra ala ve'al kol ha'olam ve'afilu achina asura min gi'a. Achina mi'isur stam, achila ve'ana'a ma'ashma, aval kol shepiresh le'esur al tzmo afilu negi'a, chai tov. Ad kram botai. Yeah.
Some other places that they say he cannot do shuwa against mitzvah, we give a different answer.
No, they say, omot mitzvah, or it's tomorrow's night. Okay, Rabotai. We'll take a slight break here. We'll go get some refreshments and come back for the Mishmar Shir.